artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, buddy, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. It's John Elsinga here, and I'm wondering, have you ever noticed that we're always rating things, that we're always comparing things, that in life we're always in this constant pursuit of evaluation of everything? And I want to go along those lines and talk about what I'm calling a different level of happiness. A different level of happiness. Now, we've all experienced different levels of emotion. You know, we're happy or we're sad. We experience anger or love. We go the gamut of things. The fact is that we are consciously or unconsciously always rating things. Maybe there's different levels of satisfaction. We see things as better or worse or fair to mediocre, right? Even when, you know, our spouse comes home at the end of the day or whatever, and we're talking to somebody at the end of the day and say, "Hey, how was your day?" And the answer could be good or great, okay, fantastic. It could be bad or miserable or unbearable. All of those adjectives are comparative or rating adjectives. How many of us haven't had some kind of survey, either after online shopping or a in-person experience, whether it's retail or hospitality, restaurant, hotel, whatever, and then we all of a sudden we're given some kind of a simple survey. You know, how would you rate your experience from 1 to 5? But have you thought about this on a deeper level and noticed that it's all about our feelings and emotions in terms of how we've experienced something? Like your day at work, like a shopping experience, like a restaurant experience, and so on. Here's what I want to get to. For many of us, our happiness hinges on our circumstances. It's up and down. It comes and it goes. It's, you know, it's all over the place in terms of our happiness because it's based on our circumstances. But let me suggest to you along these lines that there is a different level of happiness for believers, for Christians, that we have, that Christians have, than the rest of the world experiences. It's a whole different level of happiness and of joy. Psalm 37, verse 4 says, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Now, mind you, hold on a minute. The order is important here. If you take delight in the Lord, the desires of your heart will change. What you want, what's important to you, what makes you happy, what gives you joy, changes if your delight is in the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13 to 17, a little segment of that chapter that's talking about gauging or rating things, rating experiences in life. It says in verse 13, "A happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast." And here's the core verse here. In this segment, verse 16, "Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil." And he closes it out with this segment: better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fatted calf with hatred. It's all comparing, right? A happy heart, a cheerful face, a heartache and the spirit, discernment versus the lack thereof, of being oppressed and wretched versus being cheerful. And then the real center of this is better a little with the fear of the Lord. Now, well, hold on a minute. When it says fear, it doesn't mean afraid of. It means reverence for. It means following after. It means submitting to the Lord, our God. That's what it means. Better little, better without all these things, when you love the Lord, when you follow the Lord, than great wealth and turmoil. Jesus gives us a perspective that we can only have if we follow him, if we believe in him, if we love him. John chapter 15, verse 10 to 11 says, and Jesus is talking, if you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Did you get that? You know, follow me wholeheartedly so that the joy that I experience, the joy that I have, the joy of the Lord may complete you. In fact, only the joy in the Lord completes you. Without it, you're lacking something. You may think you're happy. You may think you're satisfied. You may think you're joyful. You may think everything's wonderful. And yet, if you are honest with you, deep inside, in the crevices of your heart, there's something lacking. Maybe the happiness seems fake, really. Maybe the joyfulness is put on. But with the Lord, there's a completeness to our happiness and joy. The bottom line is this: my happiness and my joy are not dependent upon my circumstances. My happiness and my joy are in him, in Jesus. Now I speak to you honestly, as a person who has experienced a roller coaster life. I have experienced heartache and sorrow. I've experienced great loss and great abundance. And yes, I get sad and I get anxious and I worry, and I can almost say miraculously as I look back on this, but at the same time that I'm anxious and that I'm worried, at the same time, I am filled up with the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. I can't tell you how often I've said, I don't know what I would do without the Lord as I go through a tough time, as I go through a challenge. What does that say to you? That says, I hope it says to you, that happiness is not determined by our circumstances. That in and through all the stuff of life, all the roller coasters of life, all the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, the mountaintop and the valley, in the midst of all of that, an unshakable faith in Jesus Christ gives you a joy and a happiness no one else can experience. I know. It may sound like double talk, or if it's even possible. I understand that. It makes no sense on a human level. But like the psalmist says, you take your delight in the Lord. And my friend, if you do, you will experience something that can only be experienced when you give yourself over to Jesus Christ. And I hope you have. That's your devotional for this week. If you supported this channel, thank you so much. If you'd like to support it, there's a link below. God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.